Vandalu, who double team, needs a little help down there, and gets it back to the point nonetheless. Huskies on the power play. Here's Fillion up top. His shot almost got it through. Loose puck shot, rebound!
Blake Pianola is in our studio right now as we continue on with Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ, along with Wes Fromm, Dirk Hembroff here. And Blake, congratulations on the big, exciting two wins over the Michigan State Spartans last weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Dirk. Good to be here.
Well, the games were great. They had fantastic crowds. To shut them out on Friday night and then to win it in overtime on Saturday night was pretty great. But you have the line is back together, the line, with Blake Pietola, Alex Batan, and Tanner Carroll. And I know we're kind of beating this thing to death to everybody, but it's so much fun to talk about. You guys are playing really well and had a ton of points this past weekend.
Yeah. I mean, we're, I guess, as a whole team, we're starting to play really good now, so that's exciting and it's a fun to be a part of.
We asked this to coach last night. I think we thought that our strength coming in was going to be scoring and the forwards, and so far it's been the team defense, and our goaltending's been pretty good. So for you guys to be able to start getting some points on the board, that could potentially put everything together.
Yeah. I mean, Coach Pearson will tell you that he tells us every single day that it starts with defense. So, I mean, not every day you're going to score, five goals. It's not going to go your way every day. So it starts from your own net out. So we've been playing solid defense as a whole team. And it's good to see the goals starting to go in.
Like, do you guys get together, when Coach put you, Patan, and Tanner back together, do you guys have any private meetings, or do you guys talk at all about what needs to be done, or is it just like, hey, let's go out and play? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, you just see your numbers on the board, and we all kind of look at each other, and we're all excited. I mean, we don't really, sit in the corner and drop plays or anything, but we all just kind of go out and play.
Well, what's so great about this is that, you are three of the top players on the team, yet the depth is so great on this team. The other three lines contribute as well, too.
Yep, there's a lot of players on this team that can play. With the freshmen, I think they've been doing a great job. I guess your spot's not always solidified in the lineup. You got to battle every day and work hard in practice to get in the lineup.
Yeah, you've seen so many. You're in your third year now. You've seen so many young defensemen, whether it be with Michigan Tech or with the USA team. Young defensemen, no matter what level, make mistakes. How surprised are you on how well our first years are doing this year?
Well, yeah, like I said, they're all doing a great job, and that starts in practice. But guys like Cliff Watson and Shane Hanna, they're doing, I guess they look like seniors out there. They're looking real good.
How about, let's talk about your past a little bit. Talk about growing up and playing hockey. When did you get into the game? And how did you get from downstate Michigan to playing college hockey at Michigan Tech?
I started pushing a chair around on the backyard rink. Maybe when I was 4 or 5. And then grew up playing hockey around home there. Played for Detroit CompuWare in Plymouth, Michigan, and played there for maybe 8, 9, 10 years, and then moved to Ann Arbor with the U.S. Development Program. Played there for 2 years, and then I was originally committed to Northern Michigan. Don't like the and then
crisis averted
to play with my brother Chad, and then he ended up transferring up here, and I followed him. So a lot of family up here and a lot of ties. So couldn't be happier to be here.
Pretty cool scenario how that all worked out. I mean, really is neat with your brother playing here and having success as a Husky too. I mean, he really contributed a lot, which is the tough thing to do when you have to sit that half year, that whole year out, and change rival schools like that.
Yep. So he that was probably one of the biggest reasons to come was to get 2 years with him anyway, and obviously my grandparents and all the family up here plays into it too, but it was a lot of fun to play 2 years with them anyway.
What's he up to now?
Selling insurance. Yeah, so he's selling insurance independently down back home.
You win a gold medal last year. We've talked to you about that since then, but you didn't get a chance to be part of the Great Lakes Invitational. Are you looking forward to the outdoor games this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of glad they had the lockout there, so now it's outdoors, and I didn't have to miss that. So it was tough enough to miss the GLI, let alone the outdoor game. So it should be fun.
Growing up in the Detroit area, how important is the GLI to you, and how important was it to you as a kid? Do you remember ever going to the GLI as a kid?
Yeah, up to a certain age there, and then once I started getting more into hockey, then we were always, you know, traveling or doing stuff with hockey. So, but yeah, I mean, I've seen my share of games at the Joe there for Tech and Michigan, and so my first year was pretty exciting to be a part of. You know, obviously a lot of family down there too that were able to come to the games.
You're a co-captain on this year's team. How has your role changed as one of the leaders, especially on paper now?
Well, on paper it's changed, but I guess in the room, not really. You know, I don't, just because they put a C on my jersey, I don't start acting differently. You know, I think I've acted and played a certain way to get that, so I don't think there's any need to change what I'm doing there in the locker room or on the ice.
Let's go to the really quick, the game-winning goal on Saturday night. You had the primary assist there. Walk us through a little bit what was going on, because it was a little bit of a madhouse there where Tanner throws it down low. You just kind of fired it out in front, and things happened.
Yeah, well, I didn't really know until I saw the replay yesterday.
Well, I want us to play it again for you to remind you here.
Tanner Carroll is there. The big line is out there. Pietola. Carroll Patan to the front of the net. Bouncy puck shot by that score!
And it was just a great, pressure that we had down there, and we worked so good from below the net, below the goal line in that series.
Yep. So about 5 minutes left in the third, we were tied 2-2, and we kind of sat on the bench. It's overtime hockey now. Whoever scores, it's probably gonna end up winning. So pucks were going to the net. So Tanner played it to the corner from behind the net, and I guess I just threw it on net and got a bounce finally.
Yes.
and then Alex made a nice shot there.